Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
All right, welcome, Oh, hold on, crap, I don't have my headphones. We're gonna start over.
Now I sound like a rock star. These aren't even attached to anything. Just me. So I don't know. We'll have to see if the editors leave that in and you guys are all hearing this, or if you just start with the super cool one. Maybe it'll be in the blooper reel. I don't know. What do you think, Mike? What's your thought?
Heck yeah, man. That's the only way to do it. You got bloopers.
So do it now. Do I go back and start with the professional intro, or do we just, this is the beginning of our crappy podcast?
Dude, I think you just roll with it, man. Or you just, I want to hear that. Maybe do like professional voice, Mike.
Oh, so you don't listen to the podcast? Because if you listen to the podcast, you'd be like, oh, I'm so sick of it. I've heard it 900 times. But no, I get it. That's fine. Like,
you know. The intro, you got a cool intro.
Well, but it's written down with like real guests because you're a fake. And I don't have it in front of me. So my intro is just going to be a bunch of crap about how you're smart and you know things. But now I feel like I shouldn't lie to Cleaning Nation.
You shouldn't lie. Stop lying.
So this is Mike. He's a person that I know. I think that's it. I don't. If we're telling the truth, I think that might be the end of the, that might be your intro.
We start all over.
Yeah, I've heard he has a wife. I know I've met your bride. All right, he has a wife and children, or has paid people to pose as wife and children when I've met them.
That's the easiest way to do it, man. Nobody else wants to hang out with me, so.
Well, she was kind of too good looking for you, so I assume.
Way out of my league.
Don't tell her. Don't let her listen to this.
I know.
All right, so I guess the real intro's out. That's not going to happen. But I should tell them who you are and why on God's green earth they should care. So this is my buddy Mike Coy, who I've known for, gosh, feels like 100. We were young when we met. I know that. Yeah. And good looking.
Devastatingly handsome. Yeah. now we're not as young and not as devastatingly handsome.
Yeah. Now we're talking. How about that? Now we're on the phone. And Mike is actually in Phoenix. So we could have actually chatted face to face, but that would have required far more technology than I'm willing to pay for to talk to this Yahoo. So anyway, long story short, Mike is, aside from my friend, he's been my credit card processing guy for like 100 years. And I've been getting enough Cleaning Nation saying, how do I bill and I've got bad debt and I'm spending all this time collecting money, especially the maid services. You guys are doing it all wrong. And I always kind of give the coaching I give. I figured, A, I'd do it on the podcast so you guys could all get it. B, it kind of requires that you have someone that knows what they're doing on the other side. And all my customers are like, I don't have that guy. So I was kind of one by one, tell them to call Mike. And now I will just tell you all. So instead of having to work for a living, when you ask me these questions, I will say, listen to this podcast and leave me alone. I'm watching Parks and Rec on television. Just so you know, this is being recorded in 2016. I think that show went off the air like 7 years ago. So I'm old and my apologies, but that's the truth of it. All right. So that's all I have to say. Mike, what are your thoughts, comments, rude remarks? The floor is yours. I'm dying to hear your perspective on all this nonsense. Then we'll chat it up.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I actually, you know, back in my old days when we first met, I was in the landscaping business, right? So I kind of, you know, it's not the same business, but it's close enough, right? And we went through this exact same thing, right? Where our, you know, we talked about cash flow and cash flow sucking. I mean, we were always constantly chasing money, right? And we were small. I mean, it was just me and a couple guys. So that's the very first time I ever did credit card processing was actually for my own company for this exact reason. Right? So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we were basically in a position where we had no money. So we had to get the money super quick. And that's really what prompted us to start using payments in the first place. So that was my first introduction. Actually, I had never swiped a credit card. I literally didn't even know how to like make the magic happen of moving the monies. But yeah, basically needed to fix my cash flow, needed to get my money up front instead of fronting all this money for the trucks and the labor and the, you know, the equipment and all this kind of stuff that was going on. And so that's how that's the first way we fixed our cash flow was specifically getting our payments fixed.
Okay. Yeah. So let me give you like, I'll give you a 5-minute overview on the coaching I'm giving my clients. And okay. then when we kind of get to the point where it's like, well, here's where you call your credit card guy to do X, Y, and Z. That's when you'll jump in and sound like a genius.
All right. Perfect.
Or sound like you. Either way, we're good.
Either way. Yeah.
So the feedback I get a lot of times, especially when I've got newer clients, is I cash flow is almost always an issue in the cleaning business. So a lot of you guys out there, especially the residential, are doing it wrong for a couple of reasons. One, you'll bill, like for residential, it'll be like, well, we did the work today, so we billed today. So they're literally billing every day and spending, like that's a part-time job for somebody to try and process all those credit cards at once. And it sucks. So that's one of the problems. On the commercial side, it's more along the lines of, well, we send out invoices and some people send checks and some people we run their credit card and some people there's bank transfer and some people there's carrier pigeon and we just spend all this time dicking around with money and not getting paid, right? And our bad debt's X percent. So the coaching I give kind of solves all of that. And long story short, the way that you should be doing it, and this is what I give to all my high dollar coaching people. So sorry, pay people that are paying. I'm giving this crap away for free, but here we go. What you need to do is somewhere around the 25th. So what I would do, and again, my last business was a car dealership, so this didn't work, but the business before that, you got to have an agreement right off the bat. So instead of doing a deal where you kind of negotiate, a lot of cleaners, believe it or not, even the $1 million guys are negotiating payment terms per guy. So some guys get billed on the 12th and some on the 17th and some you've got a net 30 and some you have to pay this. And it's just it's a chaotic mess. So first and foremost, no matter what, you've got to have a system that everybody goes by that is just your system.
Right.
And I'll tell you what that system I would recommend be, but if you're too scared to do that, at least put together a system so everybody's on the same page and you're not doing this chaos of like, what did this guy pay? When does he pay? Well, he's only a partial month, so we got to, it goes on and on. So the right way to do this is what I recommend my customers to do is just when you sign a contract, collect the money. If it's before the 15th, collect the money just for the remainder of that month. And get a credit card and get their authorization that you can do a recurring charge. So you do this every month. You don't have to call them. You don't have to ask permission. You don't have to go through all these hoops. You just charge them. If it's after the 15th, you charge them the remainder of this month plus next month. And then a month from that, you do every month. But the key is you get them on the recurring billing where everybody knows the first of the month, you're going to run their credit card for the full amount. That does a couple things. First of all, you're done charging credit card. Well, that guy's on check and well, he's late and oh crap, he hasn't paid in a month. So now we don't know. Everyone's on the same situation where you charge their card on the first of the month for the service that they're going to receive that month. And a lot of people say, oh my gosh, I can't do that. My customers would never, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever rented a place? Have you ever had a mortgage? There's many, many customers, many, many businesses where that's just standard operating procedure is I'm going to pay this bill now and you're going to do the services throughout the month. They shouldn't be giving you grief. And keep in mind, your janitorial budget is usually like 3% of their, you know, so even if it's a $5,000 a month bill and you think, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. I would never do that. Well, they're probably a $20 million company. So to them, it's not a big deal. So you've got to get on this system of we bill you all at the same time and it's automated. We're not calling and asking for checks. And if you don't send it, we're going to call you and threaten to cut off your, so you don't do any of that crap. You run everybody on the first. Anybody that doesn't run or doesn't approve, you call them. And if you can't get it sorted, you don't do their cleaning. So like 5 good things happen with that. One, your chasing money goes to about an hour a month as opposed to 2 or 3 hours a week. And that's, if you guys, you know, I'm sure you guys would admit that's not your favorite thing, right? You should be doing and want to be doing other stuff. So your chasing money goes down, your bad debt goes down because you don't have to worry about they forgot a check, they didn't put a stamp on, they didn't, whatever crappy excuse they have is over. You're going to be the first one to get paid because you're taking the money. And the third thing is your bad debt goes to zero because if the car doesn't run, you call them and say, hey, your car doesn't run. You got to make that right or we're not going to be there tomorrow, right? You give them a grace day of like 2 or 3 days. So your bad debt goes to virtually zero. And you just have to be hard on that, right? When people say, oh, and there's whatever excuse, it's on them to get you paid. If they don't get you paid, you don't do it. So that's the right way to do it. That one thing, if you're running $40,000 a month and you've got, you know, some you collect today, some collect tomorrow, some before the cleaning, some during the cleaning, some after the cleaning, your cash flow is all over the place. You can actually put $20,000 worth of cash into your pocket and have available for marketing, for hiring, for any sort of business expansion stuff. If you just move from billing whenever the heck you please to the first of the month. So there's a tremendous amount of good stuff, but you've got to set it up right with your client in terms of having them sign the right paper. And, you know, making sure you're covered. So if they, you know, they're not disputing charges and stuff's not going wrong. And I don't really have the answer to that. My friend Mike is a genius in that regard. So when you want to make that switch, you're going to want to call Mike and have him walk you through what that looks like. So Mike, give him kind of an overview one to many. And then, of course, when they decide they want to do that right, they can call you, can walk them through in their business. But kind of give Cleaning Nation an idea of what that looks like.
Yeah. So there's really, I guess, a couple parts that tend to freak everybody out. It's what freaked me out, to be honest with you, when I started taking credit cards. And that is, there's two major things. One is understanding how the heck, I swipe this card and the money's just coming to my account, right? So understanding that, like the technology, I guess, right? And there's the second part, which is that interaction with your customer and how to have that interaction to switch them from billing kind of willy-nilly or whatever they're doing now to getting them, you know, ahead of the game, right? So they're billing, you know, when the month starts. So on the technology side, what kind of freaks people out is, you know, you go to a Circle K, you swipe your card, they take money from you and they give it to Circle K, but you never know how that actually works, right? And you don't really care because you're just the consumer, just doing your thing. But when you're talking about your money and getting your money into your business account, that becomes a little frustrating and a little scary. So the technology from 10 years ago when I was doing it is 100 times better today than it was then, right? But it's super simple. There's minimal effort. You can swipe it on an iPhone now or a smartphone. You can key it into a computer. You can do it just by any other way you can think of just getting it in there. And then once you key the information in, you simply tell the system to bill it on this date every month until you tell it to stop, and then it's done.
So I thought you actually had to, I don't want to say swipe it, but enter it and tell it to charge every month. You can just set it up and it'll go, you don't even have to do that?
Yeah, so you literally set it, I hate to say set it and forget it, but you set it and forget it, right? You set it and it just kind of goes until you need to have it there. Because, you hear all these things, the data breaches, Target getting breached with their data, all these kind of scary things. And you don't have to worry about that as a small business owner. We take that on, right? So what you do is you log into the system, you can do one-time payments, you can do multiple recurring payments. You can kind of do anything you need to do. So if it's simply a monthly charge, you set it up and it just swings every month, on the first day of the month or the fifth day, whatever day you tell it, it just charges the card. If it's a one-time charge, you can go in there and create a one-time invoice and charge it one time, right? So, it kind of covers all those bases of where you would, anytime you'd ever want to charge a consumer's card, your customer's card, you just go in and you have that ability to do that.
Yeah, when I had not my last thing because I used you, but the thing before that, it was like $1,200 or $1,500 for that little swiping machine.
Yeah,
that's all done, right? You don't need the swiping.
Those days, unless you're like a Starbucks and you need like a big point of sale system, you don't even need that stuff anymore. You just the little deal that pops right into your iPhone head jack and you're done. Off you go. Or what you can do is simply key it into the online portal. So you log into the online portal, you type in the person's name, their address, their credit card information, save it, and then you're literally done. It's that simple. So,
okay. So they can either enter that onto their, so they can do it on their iPhone. So if I'm on a job and I want to charge for like a floor or a carpet, just like a one-time thing, I can do it right on the iPhone. They can sign and all that. Yep. Something I want to take back to the office and set up a recurring, or could I even set up the recurring payment on my iPhone if I wanted?
We don't recommend that just because it's a little less secure. When we do recurring payments, it's better just to do it right on a computer. That's my recommendation.
Okay. Nice. So see, that's why I have you, because that's, I would do it wrong. So the technology will let you do it on iPhone, but you're saying, hey, that's kind of over unsecured setup, yeah. Or is your computer's more secure?
Yeah, it's just when we do that recurring payment, it's just a lot easier to do it inside the computer. It gives you much more control. There's, when we kind of dumb it down when it's on the iPhone, and we expand it when it's sitting on the computer. So there's just a few more options there. So,
okay, cool. And what about, this is one thing I kind of learned the hard way. What about, I don't want to say credit, because that's not really what it is, but sometimes you can get those accounts and sometimes you can't. Is there, I don't want to tell Cleaning Nation like, oh, call Mike and for 100% sure he can get you hooked up. Is there, what would stop someone from being able to do that?
So really the way to think about it is any credit card processing account is very similar to getting a loan. It's basically we're assuming that you as the business are going to do what you say you're going to do, right? So as long as your credit's pretty good, above 600 or so, you should have no problems getting a merchant account. And as long as you've not had any issues, with getting other merchant accounts shut off or anything crazy like that, which is pretty unlikely, you should have no issues getting an account.
Okay. And then what about the part when the biggest pushback I get from this, very few people are allergic to money, so they're into it, but they're like, oh, my customers won't do it and I don't know how to have them sign. And that's kind of why I called you, because I'd be like, well, call your processor. And they're like, well, it's QuickBooks, and they won't talk to me and they don't have that.
Right. Yeah.
So what, let's say, because again, I can't, and I get scared. I don't want to say scared, but I don't want to give bad coaching. So I'm like, man, you really got to talk to some of those that are talking about. I don't want to be the guy telling you, oh, here's how to do the form and this is legal. I mean, not that it would be illegal, but this is something that if you've got a bad customer that lies and says, oh, I didn't authorize, I don't know how to tell them to be covered.
Right. Yep.
Obviously they would need to talk to you one-on-one to get like a specific scoop to their business, but can you just give me a general idea of what that would look like?
Yeah. So we have a couple of forms that that our clients use to have that ability to charge a recurring payment. It's a little blurb that Visa, MasterCard, all the networks, the Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex, they've all approved it. So it basically allows you as the business to go in and charge accordingly, right? So if you've got a $300 a month bill, you put that on there, you add it to your invoice or you add it to your contract, whatever that looks like, but you just add it in there. It's very, very simple.
So, okay, so you can give them kind of that snippet of whatever, you know, a couple paragraphs of blah, 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 blah. That doesn't sound too super legalese. That's not going to freak out.
It's super simple. And it's one of those things that, yeah, it doesn't freak the customer out, which is always a good thing too.
Okay. And if you get a customer, and obviously if there's an actual problem, you have to figure that out. But if the customer's just a liar and just says, I didn't agree to that, it'll cover them if they have this.
That's correct. So, and, excuse me. One of the things that they, by getting a true signature, a wet signature, that allows for them to, if a client comes back and says, hey, I never agreed to this, then there's a 99.9999% chance that they will win that argument, right? So it's called a chargeback, where the customer says, hey, I never agreed to pay these guys, you know, for doing these services. And then the client says, or the business says, hey, yeah, you did. Here's your signature. That alone will almost always, allow that business to win that fight.
Okay. So, and again, Clinton Nation, you guys are all, I can't imagine any of you are not using contracts for monthly services for maybe not for a one-time cheap cleaning, but for monthly service, for sure you should be using contract. You just need to get with Mike and have him help you modify your contract to cover that piece of it. And I like that it's not this page and a half of legalese that's going to freak out the customer. It just says, here's what we're doing. And it covers the business owner and it's clear to the customer, right?
Yep, exactly. It's very, very simple. It's about a paragraph.
Okay. And how quick am I going to get my money?
Usually 2 business days.
What's that?
Yeah. So usually 2 business days.
Okay. So if I run on the first, money might start trickling in the second, most of it will be by the third, maybe the fourth would be the latest.
Yeah. And really it almost never goes over 2 days, but yeah, it's usually 2 days.
Okay, cool. So you start running this stuff on the first, man, by the third, if you're a $500,000 business, you got $40,000 hitting your account the third. Exactly. And you don't even spend any time. It just magically shows up. I shouldn't say magically, but as long as you just put in every time you lose a customer, get a customer, you go enter them in, that's it for your billing, right?
Yep. And you know, even if you do forget to bill somebody and it bills them accidentally after they've canceled service, it's simple. You go in, you click literally one button and it'll reverse the transaction. So it's a very simple thing. If you need to go in and fix something, that's super duper simple. You literally log in, you find the transaction via the search function, and you press a button and it'll allow you to send the money back to that client if you ever needed to. So that money back and forth is also very simple. You know, it's a very, very simple process.
Okay, cool. So if you need to refund anybody for whatever reason, quick and easy, and they'll probably get their money back in a day or two, right?
Exactly. Yep. It usually takes a couple of days.
Okay. So again, the coaching I want to give you guys is at the very, very minimum start. Cause again, people get freaked out and it's so funny. I'd say 80% of the time they'll go, oh, that won't work. My customers will hate it. And then they do it and they go, oh, I was shocked. They were happy. Cause again, think about it. How much enjoyment do you think the customer gets? Like, well, hold on, send me an invoice. I want to enter it into my system. I want to store it. And then I got to go find an envelope. I love looking stamps. I got to put them. I want to write. Like, they hate that. You're saving them time. So more than half of your customers are like, oh, that's awesome. Thanks. Your bill was a pain in my ass just as much as you don't like sending the bill. It's just ridiculous. You guys are living in 1974 when, you know, with stamps and stuff, as opposed to just let's handle this now. So going at the very minimum going forward, your new policy for every new client you take on needs to be, this is just how we bill. And if you get one customer that's for like a government or just for whatever reason, they absolutely can't build in a system to overcome that. But I wouldn't allow the salesperson or, you know, if it's not you, that's just how we bill. And if you present it that way, this is our system, they'll just go, oh, that's how you do it. Okay. And 80% plus, maybe 90% plus are just going to do that. So going forward, there's no reason not to do that. The only hesitation you might have is, well, what about going backwards? which I still think needs to be done, because it's still now, if all of a sudden half your money's coming in periodic, you know, boom, 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 like clockwork, and the other half you're just chasing it and it's all over the wind, that's still a pain in the neck. You get any coaching, Mike, for how to get the people? So the new people really should be a slam dunk. What about the old people? How do we transfer? Do we do it all at once? Do we do it one or two at a month? What's your thoughts?
Yeah. So oddly enough, I've actually coached a couple of your guys that were part of your coaching program about this specific thing. So
hence this podcast, I get sick of being like, talk to Mike. Bah, 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 bah. So yeah, here you go. Talk to Mike. Go ahead.
So here's my two cents. And I'll tell you from my own personal experience, of what I did when I tell people how to go do it. I've done it. I did it with my own business many years ago. Right. And this is before, right?
Super brag on Mike, by the way. That's one of the reasons I liked him. I forgot that you and I became friends when you owned he actually ran his parents' landscaping business. Then he went on his own landscaping business. Then he realized this is really hard work, and then he did the credit card processing. So before Mike, all the processes I had were these telemarketers that would call, and they were just some good, some bad, but none of them were business owners. They were all just, we know how to process. That's all we know how to do. Whereas Mike, when I talk to him, 80% of our conversation is how do I build my business? And we've got our standing sushi station date coming up next week, where we bounce stuff off each other, because he's really a smart business guy. So that's one of the things I love about Mike is he knows credit card processing. He hooks me up on all this stuff. And anytime I ever had a problem, I call him, he'd fix it. So life is good on that end, but he's a business guy. So anyway, long story short, I just don't want you guys to blank out going, what would Mike know about? He's a merchant guy. No, he's a business guy that does merchant services, not a merchant guy that sells to businesses. So that said, now that we're half legit, talk to me, Mike.
Thanks, man. That was nice. It's really what it comes down to when I did it was I was freaked out, like super freaked out, because my business was, we were barely making ends meet at that point, right? And so I didn't know what I was going to do to go in, and am I going to lose half my customers? What the hell's going to happen, right? So
it sounds exactly like the people I sent to you. Exactly what you're thinking, right? Your Cleaning Nation.
So what ended up happening? So I basically said, "Well, screw it. I don't have time for this. I have to get my. I was literally just where I had to get my money, right? So I was kind of motivated by that. So what ended up happening is I said, "Screw it. I created this little form. I really had no idea. I just went online and just kind of stole something at the time because I didn't know what I should do.
So don't steal stuff. Go to Mike.
Don't steal stuff because looking back, it was completely wrong and wouldn't have held up at all. But I look cool. He's doing it, right? So there I went in, had my changed my contract and just basically did it, right? I think the hardest part about it is just saying, F it. We're going to do it. We're doing it right now. And we're going to do all of our clients. And here's what we're doing. So we sent them a letter first. And I might have that letter somewhere, but sent them a letter.
Cool. So if you've got that letter, is that something you'd be willing to share with Cleaning Nation if they call you?
Yeah, absolutely. If I can find that letter.
Well, now that I've committed, you better rewrite it.
Exactly, right? So wrote this letter, sent it out. Nobody said a word, which I thought was kind of weird, right? This is good, or this could be really good. Maybe they're just going to cancel.
Just so I get an idea, how many letters did you send?
Probably 80, 70, 80.
Okay, so this is, and that's really typical of the client, some a little more, some a little less, but it's not like you had six, right? This is,
right.
Okay, so 80, give or take, 80 letters go out. Nobody says anything.
Nobody says anything.
Okay, so, now I'm dying to hear how the story turns out.
How's it going to happen? So I sent it out, nothing happens, and we had a setup, so it went out on like a Wednesday, right? So they'd have it kind of over the weekend, and then that following week, we were going to follow up in person, which is what we did. So I went out, met with all the clients. I don't think I had any that pushed back. We had a couple that took a little bit longer because they were just tough to get a hold of type people, but not one person had an issue. Not one.
Wow. So yeah, 80 said, yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
And my other two cents on this, you might have some that kind of push back. The reality of it is that you got to get a question of why they're pushing back, right?
Yeah, right. They don't want to pay.
Right. There's something else there's something else there. So, we never had an issue with it. And the reality of it is that I don't think that anybody's going to have issues with it unless either one, the service that you're performing isn't very good to begin with.
You got a bigger problem. You got a bigger problem. Don't even worry about your cash flow. Yeah. Figure out how to provide good service. Then we can talk about this.
So that, as long as you're doing the things you should be doing as a contractor, going in and asking to change the way that you're doing your billing is not going to be an issue. We had no issues whatsoever. We popped everybody on there and immediately our cash flow changed. So two things happened. One,
that's what I tell people.
Right, first thing that happened is we basically had two bills, right? So we had the old system, so money kind of coming in just willy-nilly, whatever the hell people wanted to pay for it.
Yep.
And we had this big bulk chunk come in at the beginning of the month. right? So it finally got us for the very first time in the entire business to a point where our cash flow was actually positive. First time ever, right? We were constantly chasing and going around and around. And then it all changed. And then we didn't have that issue anymore.
So just to be clear, you sent the letter. Did you, and then how did you, cause I'm assuming, did you have some people paying on check where you still had to get them?
Everybody was on check.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not like you had their credit card and you just started using it differently.
We didn't have it. So it was like this, like magical elves just doing things in the background, like making this thing, this credit card transaction. I didn't get it. So I just stayed completely away from it, never touched it. And then finally I was like, I got it. Something's got to change.
I
got to
figure this out.
And then, and I think, you know, some of that came from was the 4-hour work week.
Yes. Tim Ferriss. Love that guy.
The 4-hour work week. Yeah. I had just read the 4-hour work week and it had just come out. And they were talking about
a book, Cleaning Nation, by the way, aside from all this crap, if you haven't read 4-Hour Workweek, Tim Ferriss, I'll put a link in the show notes. You're out your mind. Go ahead, brother.
He kept talking about, he had some phrase in there where he said, you know, you can never be cash flow negative if you're, you know, billing here and doing this and then you perform your work, right? You're getting the money and then you're good. And I was like, well, that'd be kind of nice to actually not have to worry about cash flow. So, you know, when your money's up front, and you're not worrying about if these guys are going to pay you or take 3 months to pay you, you know, and we had pretty good sized jobs back then. I mean, you know, we had 1,000 guys paying $1,000 a month for landscaping, big houses, $1,500, and they would just slow pay. That's just their nature. And they would just slow pay. And we'd have $5,000 outstanding on one client.
And what happens in case, and if you're in this circumstance, you're going to be like, oh, I know, Mike, this is killing me. And if you're not, let me save you some headache. What happens is you start throwing good money after bad, because they don't just say, we're not going to pay. So they don't pay. And now you keep doing the service. That's why you've got to cut them off on like the third, because they don't just, they get tricky with you, right? And they know they've got you, because now they owe you $1,500 and you're like, well, if I cut off their service, that $1,500 is gone. I'm never going to get it. So you throw good money after bad and you're like, all right, I'll do this month. And now you're doing it for $3,000 and it gets worse. And then maybe it's like, well, I'll give you $800 of the, and then you're playing that for the rest of your freaking life. So if you're already there, cut it off. Say, everybody, this is it. We're going to do credit card. All this is due, or we're cutting off service, and rip the band-aid, and you're going to lose. You're going to have some bad debt you're never going to get, but you'll never have bad debt again. So that's such a good point, Mike, is the psychology behind the, once they owe you money, you're screwed. You're like, how do I quit? Because I'll never get that money. So you're constantly doing this month's work to get paid for 3 months ago work. And you with the margins we have in cleaning, you can't live like that, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's the thing, you know, they're turning you into the bank, right? You're becoming your own personal bank, and it sucks. I mean, when you're sitting there trying to figure out how the hell to make payroll, and it's because some rich dude sitting on $4,000 of your money, which is like your next 2 weeks of payroll.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it sucks. And then, you know, you're in that position, like you just said, where, you know, you don't want to leave because you're not sure if you're gonna get paid. And then you don't want to lose a client because it's a client, right? And it's future revenue. You look at this future revenue. But it's just, you know, you're kind of caught in a weird place. And then once you switch it out, either those customers are going to disappear, which are bad, crappy customers anyways.
Yeah, great.
Or you're going to get in line and they're going to simply get on paying you exactly when the hell they should be paying. It's simple, right? It's just that fear. It's just the problem is the challenge comes in that fear of people thinking all their clients are going to freak out and lose and they're going to go away. That is not real, right? It's not something that's, you know, they're just making it up in their head.
So your whole process was you sent 80 letters. And again, maybe it was 78, maybe it was 83, but give or take. Yep. You sent 80 letters. Nobody said anything.
Yep.
Personally, has the owner made 80 phone calls?
I did. I made every phone call. Yeah. So, and we were small enough too to worry about that. I'm the one who had the relationship with the clients. Whoever has that relationship, if it's an account manager type person or you as the owner, call them. It's a great way to check in.
Yes.
All right. It's a perfect way to just kind of get in front of them again, just see how the heck things are going and just let them know, hey, you know, we're changing our billing a little bit. You know, you can give them any reason that you want to give them, but you know, we're changing our billing and, you know, this is what we're doing and explain it to them in person, exactly what you put in the letter and off you go, right? They're not going to give you any grief on it. They're just not going to do it.
Yeah. And that's the point I was going to make. I'm glad you hit it, Mike, is make this thing. First of all, if you've only got 80 clients, not only, I'm not trying to say that small, but that's small enough. If you've got 700, I'd probably try and do 100 yourself just to check in and spot check and pay somebody else to do the rest. But if you've got under, 150, absolutely call them yourself. Not because a telemarketer couldn't do it, but make this thing do double duty. This is a great opportunity. Just like Mike said, touch base with your customer. What's going well? What's going poorly? What do I need to know about my business that I don't? And by the way, we're streamlining our cleaning process. So yeah, I would absolutely do that. Anything under 100, 150 customers, call them yourself. And I didn't know, that's funny, Mike. I always tell people, like, I'm positive. I know it'll work. And of course, when they do it, they always say there was no problems. But I love hearing your story.
Yep.
I love that you sent out the letter. And then what kind of time frame? So when you sent out the letter, was it like a week before, a month? You know, how much notice did you give them?
Okay, so we did it in the very beginning of the month for the following month. So what month are we in now? So we're moving into close to April here. So it's a perfect time, actually. Honestly, actually, it was thinking of it to do it. So you basically do it now, right? Send that letter out very short.
Well, that's a podcast, so we don't know when people are going to do it. So you send out the letter maybe the third week of the month?
Yeah, I would do it that first week, right? So send out the letter that first week of the month.
Okay, so let's just say April 1st, you're going to send a letter.
Yep.
Okay.
And then let them know that it's going to take place on May 1st. Okay. Right? That's when the new billing cycle is going to change. They're going to get billed on the 5th. We'll be talking to you shortly. Or your account manager will be contacting you shortly to walk you through this, right? Just very simple, right? But that's the first week. And then that following week is your week to go out there and get that 60, 70, 80% of your clients kind of covered, right? You call them, you see them in person, you get them to sign that they're going to give you their credit card information. They're going to set you up on recurring billing. It's very, very simple now. And I'll get back to that second. So you do that, right? So now you've got this personal touch. And then that third and fourth week are simply getting your stuff ready, right? Getting the information put into the gateway to bill automatically, catching up with those clients you didn't get a hold of, things like that, right? Okay. So you're cleaning up those last couple of weeks and off you go. So,
okay. So that's exactly the reason I had Mike on the show is it's not that tricky. It's not brain surgery, but it's tough to just listen to a 20-minute podcast and kind of, it's a big enough shift where a 20-minute podcast or 30, however long we've been on, may not be enough. And you don't need Mike to like fly to your place and do all this stuff for you. But a 20-minute conversation with him and maybe one or two texts or emails over the next week or two is probably all the support. Is that fair, Mike? I don't want to beat you. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all they're going to need?
Yep. Yeah, it's super simple. It really is.
Cool. Well, then, long story short, quit bothering. No, Clean Nation. You're not bothering me. I love you people. But I'm going to give you the answer now. When you call and say, hey, how do I do that cash flow kind of magic that you share? My answer is going to be call Mike. So here's how to do that. Instead of giving out his cell phone or any that kind of information, we made a page. Let me go to it. I'm looking at it right now. It's just growmycleaningcompany.com/cashflow. So www.growmycleaningcompany.com/cashflow, one word. You can put in your name, phone number, email, and then Mike will do, what is that like? How long will it take you to get them sorted on that? 20 minutes?
20 minutes, yeah. 20 minutes max.
Okay, cool. So Mike will get you answered any questions that you have, walk over what the process would look like with you, because you might be like, well, I'm residential or I'm commercial. I got 100 clients or these guys, well, whatever. You know, I've never had this before. Or I have had one of my things shut down or what is it? You know, all that crap Mike will go over with you. Should take 20 minutes and there's no charge for the call. And if they do want to switch over and get all this set up, it's not like you're going to say, hey, I need $1,000 or, you know, I'm sure there's a couple percent sure. out of the money. Right. Right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. We don't charge anything for any of that. That's what we're here for. So.
Okay. And I do think like, and I don't think we mentioned this, but you do need to know Cleaning Nation. This is not a free service, not just for Mike, but from the industry. I don't know the rates, but probably anywhere from 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%. You know, you're not going to get, you know, if it's $1,000, you're not going to get $1,000. You're going to get $947 and whatever their rate, you know, there's a tiny percentage that goes through. I don't think Mike could say, I'm sure you get a percentage of that percentage, right?
The Visa and MasterCard ginormous companies that they are take all of it, sadly. We just get the pennies, the crumbs.
And Amex too, I'm sure. They take even more.
Oh, yeah. Amex.
Yeah. So obviously long story short, if you call Mike and get hooked up, it's not like we're making money off of it. Well, I'm sure Mike could make a couple bucks, but he's big enough. You know, he's doing me a favor. We're not doing him a favor. So long story short, whether you use Mike or not, there should be no upfront fees. There should be no upfront charge. Right. The MasterCard themselves are going to charge you a couple percent, whatever the case may be. If it's 5 or 6%, it's way too much. If it's under a percent or two, they're probably something screwy. But give or take, it should literally cost you no money. You just have to pay Visa MasterCard's fees. Mike will go over all that stuff with you. But anytime you go with someone, be wary if they're like, I want a bunch of money up front. There should be no money up front. They should give you free software to handle all this stuff. So it really shouldn't cost you anything to make the switch. It just moves from you get your money sooner, later, and maybe never to I get all my money on the first and the third, or I get 98% or whatever the case may be of my money on the first or the third. And that's it, right? And did I miss anything, Mike?
No, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. The key is just doing it, right? If you're in that position to change that cash flow and you want to change it, then you just got to do those couple steps.
Okay, so am I making it sound too simple if there's three steps? One, call Mike, spend a half hour on the phone with you. to, and again, you don't need to give him any money. Just have him show you how to set it up to send a letter, which Michael Sherry, his letter that apparently worked, to your folks. Three, call them. I don't even, well, I guess you probably need to go out, right? Because you want to sign a physical thing.
Yeah. So we use it as a way to get out and personally see them, because it was, you know, again, running a business takes a lot of time, right? So as crazy as it sounds, and I'm sure that you have a lot of listeners that are in this boat, but seeing physically hanging out with your customer for a second is something that we just kind of like stopped doing. And so like I said, it was a perfect situation for us to go hang out with our client for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? See what the heck's going on, walk their property, just hang out. How are the kids doing? Right. You know, just those kinds of things. And, you know, then, you know, you can kind of do any damage control you need to do and, you know, and just get them to change the billing.
Okay, so it would be step one, talk to Mike. Step two, send a letter. Step three, you got to physically go to all your customers and have them sign this new agreement. But I would say, this conversation aside, that's probably something with your better customers, your top tier, like that 20% that makes 80% of your money. You want to see them quarterly. So this is a great excuse to do that anyway. And then all of my customers, if they're worth customers, you know, as long as you're, like I said, under the 100, 150 mark, I try and see all them annually anyway. So I think this is a great excuse to say, hey, I could have sent somebody. It's not really a big deal. We're just changing billing. I know that's not really worth a conversation for both of us, but it's an opportunity for me to come out, make sure you're happy. See, just like Mike said, how are your kids? How's everything going? I remember when we came and bid this a year and a half ago. I haven't seen you since. How's life? Great excuse to kind of make this thing do double duty, right?
Yep, exactly. That's exactly right.
Cool. Well, I am done. Again, www.growmycleaningcompany.com/cashflow. Mike will get you hooked up. Shouldn't cost anything. Sounds like, I don't know, from what you told me, depending on how many customers you have, maybe a 5 to 15 hour project over the next 30 days.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Okay, cool. Any closing words before I shut you down, brother?
No, thanks for having me on. This is fun. This is cool. I'm going to start doing more podcasts.
All right, Cleaning Nation, you heard it here. Mike Coy, thanks for sharing. Cleaning Nation, we always love to hear from you. Go to the website, www.growmycleaningcompany.com. We got everything. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.